listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. Police are still searching for a Brighton man wanted after shots were fired at two police vehicles near New Norfolk on Monday night. 33-year-old Robert Gregg has been named, believed to be driving a blue Holden Colorado. Authorities say there's no risk to the public, with officers scouring the south of the state. Commander Tim Dooley from Tasmania Police calling on anyone with information to come forward.
If there's a member of family or friends that are aware of where the person is, we'd encourage them, you know, and ask that they contact the police.
Public schools across the state won't open until 10:30 this morning as Tassie teachers strike for better pay and conditions. Support staff are also getting behind the effort. The Australian Education Union says the government needs to start listening as educators leave the state in droves. Branch President David Genford says the current situation isn't good enough.
Often when actions get taken in schools, people jump at teachers over their holidays, over their pay, etc. Please be aware that this is about trying to make sure we keep our teachers in the state, because at the moment, if you were given more money to do the same job, what would you do?
The consumer watchdog has its eyes on dodgy servos, with the fuel excise cut due to finish at midnight tonight. It'll add an extra 22 cents a litre, but we're being reassured it won't go up right away due to 700 million litres of cheaper fuel already in the pumps. And put October 7 in your calendar. Club presidents have been given a deadline of next Friday to give their verdict on Tassie's bid for an AFL team. The state government offering up $12 million over 12 years as a part of the push for the 19th licence. And former Aussie cricket captain Tim Payne could make his return to first-class cricket next week when Tassie plays its first Shield game of the summer. Payne hasn't played any major cricket since resigning as Test captain last November amid that sexting scandal.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.